Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show, the finale of a four-game set. I am BBD, joined by Dan Rourke. Dan, how are we today?
Dude, I'm fantastic. I was just telling you that I'm feeling quite cracked out today. Had a Celsius, went to the gym. Yanks lost yesterday, I understand, but I'm feeling good going into this one. I'm ready to talk some ball, dude. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sneaky... Big game. The difference between the vibes after a win or a loss tonight, it's a big swing. After you win the first two games of the series and you lose game three, when they had a shot to win that one.
One of those losses, if they can win today, yesterday, bro, chalk it up is just some out of the ordinary situation.
I can throw that away tomorrow.
Right. And also, how often is the bullpen going to blow a game?
Yeah.
It happens. Whatever. One game loss, go back, win tonight, and we're feeling good. 3 out of 4 against Baltimore, back to 10 games over 500. Have to win today. I'm going to coin today as a non-mathematical must win.
I was wondering
because
I was thinking it when I was, it was a literal thought I had in the shower today. Literal shower thought.
Shower thoughts.
I was like, this one of Dan's non-mathematical must wins? Like,
absolutely.
Kinda. Nope. Like, I'm pretty much there.
Real quick, are you on Threads yet?
Oh, I'm threading, baby.
We're threading, baby.
I'm the thread king.
I'm off Twitter, on Threads, and I encourage everybody else to do the same. It actually looks pretty dope. And a new social media is quite exciting. When I saw 0 followers last night, it was like,
whoa.
Time to build something up, baby.
Yeah,
Let's do it.
I got the first like 4 I tossed out there got like a pretty quick like 20 likes from people. Like just algorithm caught it. So I'm like, I like am the thread king.
Right, exactly. It's like crack.
That,
you know what else it's like
that
crack?
That got me good. Whoa.
Anthony Volpe in the leadoff spot.
Anthony Volpe is in the leadoff spot. They're tossing out an interesting lineup.
Awesome.
But the Yankees have made a waiver claim, Dan.
What?
The Yankees have claimed left-handed pitcher Anthony Misiewicz off waivers from the Tigers, assigned to Triple-A Scranton Wilkes-Barre. So,
okay.
New,
now, who just put
minor
that
league
out?
Arm? I assume Yankees PR just tweeted it. I assume he's got to be on the 40, man, because why else would he have been on waivers? So now it becomes interesting what they do tomorrow when Rodon comes back.
Yeah, I'm going to check this guy out while we're talking here. But interesting, waiver claim. I like a nice little roster move.
Lefty,
I don't really know
lefty pitcher.
What this is all about.
Yeah, because I figured, obviously the Cordero situation bad, but it did make the housekeeping of what the Yankees got to do very simple. I thought Rodon would be stepping into a spot on the 40 man pretty simply, and obviously they did the Randy and now Davey, and that cycle that through for the MLB spot. I guess it'll,
right.
I guess the move will probably just be like Greg Allen goes to the 60 tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah. So 4.74 ERA in 112 career innings, 111 strikeouts, 279 batting average against, 1.4 career whip. So not exactly that exciting, but when it comes to the Yankees picking up relievers off the scrap heap, it is exciting because they seem to turn bombs into gold. So I will not doubt them in any way.
I don't question it. Giving a quick savant look. Nothing screams off of there. Curveball spin.
They probably
saw
something.
Big curveball spin guy. They found something they can switch. 2020 Savant looks all right. Interesting. Okay. As you were alluding to, the Yanks got a very interesting lineup today. A couple big changes, if you want to tell the people all about it.
Let's do it. So yeah, you got Anthony Volpe in the leadoff spot playing short, then Gleyber Torres, Anthony Rizzo, Harrison Bader batting cleanup, Josh Donaldson in the fifth spot playing third base, Billy McKinney back in the starting lineup batting sixth playing right field, DJ LeMahieu at first base, because Rizzo's DHing, DJ at first base batting seventh, IKF in left field, and Jose Trevino rounding it out at number nine, who has homered off today's starting pitcher, by the way. He does have a career homer off Kyle Bradish.
Ooh, so that's good to know.
Kyle's I won't spoil any Kyle homer Bradish. Draft picks, but am I considering it? Possibly.
Four game set. Got to get some funk in there.
Got to get some funk. So but yeah, dude, Volpe back in the leadoff spot.
Volpe back up top. How's that make you feel?
I like it. I like it. Now, I feel we're far enough into the season now where, you know, I actually called for out of spring training, I wanted Volpe to be in the leadoff spot. And that probably was a dumb take by me because once he got there early on, and he still looked pretty good. That was in the April stretch where he was still hitting.
Yeah. Yeah. They did it like right in the middle of that time. So it was, it made sense.
And then I started to think, I don't have anything to do with the leadoff spot, but maybe the pressure is getting to him a little bit, which I understand. He's my age and I'd probably be shitting bricks if I was batting for leadoff for the New York Yankees. But point is, by now, I think he can handle it. And it's really a no-brainer. We all know the story since the chicken parm. He's batting like 350, has looked phenomenal. And he's really one of the Yankees' best hitters right now. And there's been multiple times over the past week or so where it would have been nice to have him come up in that leadoff spot. You're going to get him some more at-bats, maybe come up and set the table, some big spots. I like it, dude. I like it.
Yeah, I maybe would have, like, and it feels silly, but, you know, in my head, I'm like, wait till after the All-Star break or something. Let him go in fully comfortable, and you come out of the break with the new, you're going to bat leadoff from here on out, kid. But the best version of Volpe, who we've been seeing for a couple weeks now, he's been the best hitter on the team. The best version of him is, like, the perfect leadoff hitter for this team. So, hey, if this has all been real and he doesn't put, like, additional pressure on himself, this can work out very, very, very well.
Yeah, I just pray to God that he doesn't change anything, which would be reasonable to feel the pressure. That's what I was saying before. I just hope he stays what he's doing. I also, in my MLB The Show franchise, I just adjusted his stance because you can do that now. Put the front forward foot a little bit closer. Gave him that closed-off stance. No coincidence he's been tearing the cover off the ball. And I play on Legend, so I ain't no scrub. I'm not on rookie mode crap. This is legit. So I'm buying into Volpe. I'm ready for him to be in the leadoff spot. I understand your point, though. I would have, you know, clean slate, second half, let's go, start fresh. But got to win tonight, dude. I kind of like the – I don't know if it's a sense of urgency or just
– yeah, especially –
you got to win tonight, so why not do it now?
Yeah, especially in a game – like Stanton's sitting. He was going to sit one of these four games. Just the way they manage him. Like, yeah, they could use a spark up top. And when last night, 1-4 goes 0-16, and Donaldson hit well, but then LeMahieu 6, I think, went 0-3 with a walk. Like, they need something at the up top, and right now Volpe is the team's best hitter. So,
yeah. Also, a little what to watch for, if that's what we're doing right now. Speaking of the matchup against Kyle Bradish, Harrison Bader, 4-6 in his career with 2 homers and 4 RBIs. So, in the cleanup spot, kind of nice. And, hey, dude, whatever works, whatever gets you to a win tonight, that's all I care about. Find the big story is probably going to be the pitching path to victory when we get to that with Seve on the bump. But
yes, and Seve, usually, and I'm glad we moved here because you know, starting pitcher is the what to watch for. Always feels a little grimy, like find something else. But Seve, man, we need. I need something, man. Like,
yeah,
I
dude, it's such a shame too because he was so good against the Rangers that start. You thought he was turning around, and then last week,
those
clunker.
Those first 2 or 3 starts are really good, then 3 clunkers, and the Rangers start where was it his ace stuff? No, but he was able to figure it out, and it gave you reason to believe a little bit, and then just got rocked in his last one. So
yeah, but dude, I have when it comes to this stuff, especially somebody like Seve, who's obviously one of my favorite players, really, and been around longest tenure in Yankee, right? I have a goldfish memory. You come out tonight and you ball out, and dude, balling out may honestly be, dude, give me pitching to the 6, 2, or even 3 runs. Expectations, of course, been recalibrated for Severino, but I can very quickly, dude. He pitches well tonight. All right, we're back on the horse, Luis Severino. Let's go.
But I can be back on him after one good start.
And I was there with the Rangers. I was like, all right, here we go. We got Luis Severino. But Ball out today, Sammy. Let's ball out, dude. Let's ball out.
Let's ball out, especially, like Rodon's not going to give a long appearance tomorrow. We know he's capped out at probably, 75 pitches when he returns. It'd be really great if he could give us six. Mm-hmm. It'd be really great.
And if not, they did call up Davey Garcia. He's back today.
Hopefully, so
that's
the
your long man of the pen.
Hopefully, yeah, we don't see him today. Put up some runs and let Davey pitch with a 4-run lead.
Sure. Yeah.
Then, sure. I think if they're in a position to use Davey, they are going to use him. Because why not? But yeah. Other than that, I think Kinger should be the one that's out of the equation, and let's take some stock in who else is unavailable. Everyone else should be good. Ron, they'd maybe to avoid, but...
Yeah, he's thrown 37 in the last 3 days, coming off injury, and Hamilton hasn't looked great since returning off the IL.
He hasn't looked like what he looked like before.
Right, and that's
I'm not dying to give him a high leverage spot.
Right, yeah. So I think he's probably for the most part off the table today. But if you can get, let's say, Seve pitches, you can get Seve to pitch into the sixth. From there, your first man up is probably,
let's say, Wandy.
Yeah, he's definitely available. Of course, you have Clay as well.
Yeah,
Gray. Ron didn't throw yesterday, threw 20 on Tuesday. I think he's available
for an escape or one inning.
Yeah, maybe if Seve does pitch into the six, you pull in Ron to get him out of that six. Say there's some trouble, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then from there you can go
for 7, 8, 9, Clay on the back end. He should be fully good.
Yes.
I guess Canley didn't pitch, so let's pencil him in for 8 and Wandy take the 7th kid. Let's do it.
I like that.
I like that. And that brings us to the second half of the show.
Homer draft. It's the Homer
draft.
Okay. Who is not available today?
A lot of guys are going to be unavailable. Neither of us picked Donaldson last night, right? And Volpe homered. So I got on the board. That's great.
Of course you did. And who did I even pick? I picked...
You had DJ and Stanton.
Which, real quick on the DJ thing, it was setting up nice. If Hamilton doesn't allow that 2-run shot, DJ would have been the second man up, and Donaldson, or whoever it was, the leadoff runner got on, and I predicted a DJ may he walk off homer. They would have been down 4-3. Fallacy, the predetermined outcome, but the leadoff runner did get on, and he would have been due up second. I was getting excited.
I had some moments last night where I was like, "Oh, it's shaping up really well for the walk off premo."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nice.
Oh well.
But what are you going to start thinking on my premo? I have the first pick tonight. I cannot pick Rizzo, DJ, Stanton, Glaber, Bowers, or Volpe. With my first pick, I will select Harrison Bader.
Very good. Very good.
And you've got two picks on your hands. You cannot pick Glaber, IKF, Bowers, Volpe, DJ, Stanton, and now Bader.
Damn.
So that would mean...
Should I pick a pitcher then?
I think you can Rizzo. You could do Donaldson. You can do McKinney.
I'm going with Donaldson.
Trevi.
I would go Rizzo, but that dude... That may be the first time I'm truly concerned about Rizzo was yesterday. That pitch that he hit to right, which I thought was gone off the bat. K gave it a little bit of an exciting call, which I have no problem with. Same emotion I felt when I saw it. I thought it'd be gone. That's that, whatever. But it was such a hittable pitch, one that usually goes deep on, and he just flew out to right.
I'm going
to avoid
swing
Rizzo
on
today.
It was
a weird swing. The first time I was actually kind of caught off guard by the way Rizzo looked, and I'm not a mechanics guy. I'm no scout. I never pretend to be, but that was something. Even I was like, dude, what is going on? I'm going to avoid Rizzo. I'm going to take Donalds.
At Donaldson, then one more pick.
Right. That's how this works on this show. I should know that by now. Okay. Screw it. He went deep a couple days ago. He has homered off Bradish. I'm going to take Trevino. Take Jose Trevino. He'll go deep today.
I'm in.
like that.
Man, and this keyboard in this studio, man, will not type.
Stupid keyboards are frustrating, man.
This keyboard,
and like a mouse,
stinks.
That doesn't work either. Like, I was using a mouse yesterday that did not work, and it was so lucky it didn't end up going through the wall. Bro, my internet too has been so bad. I kind of think I have it fixed now, but when technology doesn't work, it's enough to like have you involuntarily commit to a loony bin.
When there's like just nothing you can do, and you, yeah. Especially the only fix I've had for this keyboard is I pick it up and shake it.
Yeah. And nobody called me out for calling it a loony bin. I've been in one before, so I can say that. Thank you. Some call it an offensive term, but I own the loony bin, so I'm allowed to say it. Who are you picking next, BBD?
My final pick. So I already have Bader. Can't do Donaldson or Trevino. Billy McKinney.
Yeah, McKinney back in there.
Billy McKinney.
There you go.
You're in, Pop. Four games like set. Okay. That takes us to the over-under. We got our push last night. Just neither of us picked it.
And I'm never doing that again because it's bad luck. If I were to have picked a push last night, dude, I probably would have gotten hit by a car at some point during the day. That's just the way I feel. It's bad mojo. It's bad voodoo. I don't want to ever mention the word push again, me personally. What is it today? You know, I'll guess. Savvy range. 9?
It's 8.5.
Okay. I'll take the over on that.
Over on that. Yeah.
It's tough because it's like I have the side of me where, all right, Sebi's pitching. A rational fan may assume he's going to get dicked, but I'm optimistic. So I want to assume he's not. So I'm kind of torn.
Yeah, I think part of it is I believe in this Yankees offense to string some hits against Bradish. Maybe that's foolish of me.
I'm going to take over. I think it's 6-4, which I feel like I say all the time. 6-4 is like my go-to score.
I think
score,
I'm
but
on the over, too. I think they like...
Word.
If they see any opportunity to use Davey, and in the opportunity that Davey gets into a game, it probably means some runs have scored already one way or another. And I have to believe more runs would score if he got in. And if he got in, he'd pitch for probably a couple innings. I think
over then. Both of us, we're going to do it together.
I think we're in,
we're
in
all
on the over.
In this together, and we know that we are. I like it, BBD. I like it.
That brings us to the final part of the show called Premonitions. I don't know what I'm seeing happen in this game quite yet, but wondering if you see anything at this point.
All right, I'm going to go a little bit basic and kind of safe. Not that outlandish, but I think IKF makes a nice play today.
Dude!
Were you seeing that too?
I was just seeing that because it's been in my head a little bit that like IKF's in left, McKinney's in right. McKinney's kind of like the better outfielder of the two, probably. Yeah. I was like, maybe because I was thinking about it, IKF makes a play. I've got it as some sort of ball in the corner, especially because he missed that one the other night that I think he'd like another shot at.
It's happening then.
I think we're in sync. It's an IKF like nice play in left field.
Word. Like we're both doing the IKF nice play. We fully believe in that.
I think
when it happens tonight, that's gonna be, you know, Talking Yanks probably won't clip it because I know I said it first, so they always diss me on there. But Kyle, when IKF makes a nice ass play later, put it up there, bro, because me and BBD just predicted it.
It's an IKF like highlight, so I think we'll be in good shape there.
Shout out to IKF, man. Good for him.
He's been doing his job, man.
Wanted to win, and look at all the love he's getting now. A lot of it's all about attitude, dude. A lot of it's about attitude, the way you get treated here.
Yeah, if you
a lot of it.
We can overlook a good amount of on-field production if the attitude's good.
Even last year, dude. I mean, like,
he had stands.
IKF was the most accountable man on the team.
He always said
really
the right
was.
Things.
Yeah, he's like Stanton level with that. But
yeah.
Shout out
to Stanton. Are pretty perfect on their quotes. Make a good play, IKF. If any of you are going to be at the games tomorrow or Saturday, I'll be there. So say hi, especially say hi Saturday. I'll be there with my parents. So I would please say hi. Do it. In front of them.
I'm going to try to go on like a first date with some chick soon. I don't know who that chick is, but I'll find one. And then I have to put out a thread, not a tweet. Be like, please. I love when you do that. It's going to be kind of on the vibe of what you do. Like, hey, I'm hanging out with some friends tonight. Please make me look cool.
If you run into me while I'm out with some new people who haven't seen this before, because it happens enough. I know you people are out there, but
it's always when I'm alone though, dude. It's always when I'm alone. It's never it's a lot, around.
I walk to and from the office and probably once a week, whether here or there, it's it'll happen at least once.
Yeah.
Or it'll be at the games, but while I'm on the way to the bathroom, not while I'm with people.
Exactly. It's always the worst.
Do it while I'm out to dinner with my family.
Bro, when I was with a couple girls. Just kidding. I don't hang out with girls, but I'm going to try to soon. I'm working on it.
You and me both, brother.
Yeah, we're in it together, BBD. That's what this whole show is about. We're in it together.
We're in it together. We're on the over. We're on IKF making a great play in left field.
We're on a Yankees taking 3 out of 4 from the O's. They're going to win tonight, dude. We're on all of it.
We're on all of it. We love you all. Subscribe if you have and enjoy the baseball.
I'm
going
to go get some new context. I got to go to Walmart Vision Center. Oh, peace out, everybody. Let's go win a game.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.